Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's December 22nd, 2014. Let's get straight into our news tonight. In a year plagued by many high-profile police cases, many questionable police actions, we're starting to see more violence towards police. Now, of course, the most likely way for an officer to die is still in the traffic incident, but now we're starting to see more shootings and other types of violence. And now we have a former assistant FBI director saying that race provocateurs are to blame for the new wave of violence against police. And this is Ronald T. Hosko, and he said that from race provocateurs looking for 5 minutes of fame to those in the media who wantonly mischaracterize and sensationalize recent criminal cases to the government officials who have repeatedly made statements designed to undermine legitimate law enforcement efforts across our nation, it's time to reexamine your own words and actions and take your share of responsibility. And we talk about the officers' actions here at InfoWars. We were criticized by the Washington Sheriff, the Spokane Sheriff, for being hate mongers and taking things out of context. We showed you the clip last week of the officer saying that they needed MRAPs and other type of military gear to fight the constitutionalists and people gearing up, people who have all these guns. Now, the sheriff came out and said that he and his department, they're against the Washington version of the Brady Bill, and I do applaud them for that. They say, we don't want to take your guns, but meanwhile, they're training their guys through the SPLC to go and view you, the constitutionalists, as a potential threat. And that's the issue. That's the disconnect. So, yes, Sheriff, I'm very proud of you and your organization for saying, no, we're not going to have any type of Brady gun-grabbing organizations going on here, but you're still training your officers that the general American public are to blame for these attacks and various things such as that nature. So when we talk about all the violence that goes on here, let's talk about some of the bad but the good things. Can we talk about both when it comes to officers? And let's talk about some of the bad things first that we've seen officers do. How about throwing a flashbang grenade into the crib of a toddler, baby Bobo, who has $1 million in medical expenses after a botched raid, I guess is the best way to say it, a no-knock raid. Officers threw a flashbang grenade into his crib and blew half of his face off. And I'm also against officers like UC Davis. You know, they go out there and they pepper spray everybody peacefully protesting. I'm against things such as that. I'm against the Empire State shooting when they were after a single suspect opened fire and hit 8 or 9 people who were not their intended targets. I'm against those things as well. But things that I'm for, things that I praise the police officers about, how about in New York where they gave a homeless man a pair of boots? I think that's great. And what about in Detroit where the Detroit police said, go buy yourself a firearm, protect yourself. And then when they show up at your house, like we've seen in the reports earlier this year, they say, great job, mom, for protecting your family against 3 armed attackers. Or what about the cop who was seen buying eggs for a woman of low income status? We respect those officers as well. So it's not all bad doom and gloom. Yes, we have bad officers. We also have good officers. And we try to tell the most complete story that we have. But when we just completely disregard some lies and police brutality cases like we've seen, such as when we want to talk about what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, particularly lies, when you talk about how they were tear gassing people and then lied about it, that's very much a problem. Or the police brutality where they beat somebody like Kelly Thomas to death. Those things are very bad and need to be brought to the general public. But there are plenty of good officers out there as well. So officers, do not let yourself be divided by these divisional tactics to get you us versus them. Everybody's in this together and we need to unite as so we can go forward into a prosperous American society. Now let's talk about this. Obama administration aims to create insider threat job specialty to plug leaks. The Obama administration created the office after former soldier Chelsea Manning spilled U.S. secrets to WikiLeaks. Personnel with the insider threat related task can earn 6-figure salaries in government or industry. But as the article points out, they're less concerned, or they're more concerned about Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden than they are about the people they're actually reporting on. It's the kill the messenger, the Gary Webb type scenario. You know, they get mad at Gary Webb. They want to discredit Gary Webb. And meanwhile, they don't pay any attention to the information that Gary Webb brought forth, just like they're doing with Chelsea Manning and also Edward Snowden. So it's the kill the messenger type of scenario. And while they're busy looking at people inside the government, how about we look into this? North Korea says Obama behind the interview.
Tonight, North Korea firing back after the U.S. publicly accused the secretive nation of coordinating the cyber attack that crippled movie giant Sony. A spokesman on state-run TV claiming President Obama himself orchestrated the attack and threatening repercussions targeting the White House, the Pentagon, and all of mainland USA if the U.S. does not agree to a joint investigation with the North Koreans. This as President Obama downplayed the cyber attack.
I think it was an act of cyber vandalism that was very costly, very expensive.
And now the U.S. reaching out to China for help reining in the North Koreans. Meanwhile, Sony's hackers apparently undaunted. According to The Hollywood Reporter, they released another message this weekend.
And if this notion sounds strange to you, don't forget that the CIA actually has an entertainment liaison. That's right. So if you want to make a book or movie or anything else, you can call the CIA and they'll give you direction on how best to portray their men and women in the CIA. And it says the skill, innovation, daring, and commitment to public service that defines them. So there you go. So no, it's not far-fetched for the government to be involved in entertainment aspects. And we also saw the article that Kurt Nemo put out, is it last year or the year before, how the CIA will now openly propagandize Americans. So it's all coming full circle. So stay tuned as we come full circle in this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News. We'll have more special reports coming up after this break, and also we'll bring you a look of some of the things that happened in Washington this past weekend at the rally at the Spokane Sheriff's Department.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process, this ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with OxyPowder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, OxyPowder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used OxyPowder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using OxyPowder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. OxyPowder flushes it out. Secure your OxyPowder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
And welcome back. Now we bring you footage from this past weekend. Our crew was in Spokane, Washington with a group of great patriots outside the Sheriff's Department, protesting the Sheriff's Department's procurement of military vehicles to use on American streets. To their own admission, they want to use these things against constitutionalists and gun owners. Here's a look.
Now our sheriff said the statement was taken out of context. There is never a context or a situation that would ever justify a statement like that.
The nice thing about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team that's trying to get in, they can pull right up to a front. Take enemy fire and still try to address a threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have weapons here locally.
3 seconds of video and 3 seconds of something taken out of context.
There isn't any debate about this. It's a matter of right and it's a matter of wrong. It is right to support the Constitution of the United States and the rule of law, and it is wrong to threaten those that believe that, that you're going to hunt them down with an MRAP.
Tell me your thoughts when you first heard the deputy making those comments.
Oh my gosh, it was so frustrating. You know, this is my hometown. You know, I live in North Spokane, and Spokane Valley is just right in my backyard. And when he talks about, you know, how they have the MRAP vehicles because extremists and terrorists that stockpile guns and ammo and stuff, it just makes me really upset in the stomach. I don't like it.
I know that we had the remarks made by the officer about the MRAP being used for constitutionalists. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like we have a lawless government who has no respect for the people, and we see this all the time.
The sheriff indicated that he had an MRAP to go after constitutionalists, gun owners, and felt threatened by that. But that's the foundation of this country. So I think that's kind of irrational to have a fear against the people who stand for this country.
I would say that deputy is doing nothing but conveying the message that Ozzy's crew is doing that. I had the privilege of doing both. I had the privilege of going through a reserve sheriff's academy down in California. I had the consequence of going through the U.S. Army's training. Both trainings are completely different. They should be. Here we're blending it. And we're blending the training, and this is why we've got the problems that we do.
It's getting out of hand, and that's what the government wants. I don't know if we take anything. They're going for the guns. I mean, you take the Second Amendment away, that's the teeth of the entire Constitution.
I have to ask the question, what training did that deputy receive to make him feel so comfortable he would say that in public in front of a Walmart? It is muscle memory. I agree with you. The sheriff wants to talk about context. Let's talk about context. The militarization of our police forces across this country is dividing this country.
You know who the SPLC is, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Okay. So they are a hate watch group, and they are now training police all across America, including right here in Spokane. And they're saying that patriots, conservative Americans, constitutionalists and libertarians are a terror threat. What do you think about that?
Of course, we're the bad guys, right? Yeah. The mainstream media always is twisting things to give us the half-truth or a complete on lie. We're always stuck there as the bad guys for some reason.
What I'm concerned about is the fact that they have this thought in their mind that the public, the citizens of this county, of this state, of this country, are somehow the enemy of the law enforcement. I think that's come through training, and I think that we need to stop that and re-educate these people.
There's an attitude among our public officials that they're in charge, that they are the masters and we are the servants, and it's not the other way around. They're the servants and we're the masters.
So today we stand in defiance of tyranny. We stand in defiance of those who hate the Constitution. We stand in defiance of those who would take our guns, and we say, no more, the line in the sand is here, and we are not going to back up one single inch. Yeah. And we don't just say that for Spokane Valley, we say that for all of Americans who want to live free. So today we call on our sheriff here in Spokane Valley to apologize to the community, to apologize to the American people, to conduct a constitutional rights class for law enforcement, and if he won't do that, we call on him to resign, and if he won't do that, we will recall this sheriff. And also probably send the MRAP back home, huh? I want to say also that the next time that this sheriff decides to challenge somebody to a debate and we show up to take him up on that, don't suddenly go on vacation, okay? Just actually do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah. I know he's fought for our rights. I fought for our rights. We have a lot of veterans here who fought for our rights and our freedom, and we will not stand by it and let those of us who have served be called terrorists. That is not all right with me. That is not all right with us.
We need to stand up and say enough is enough. Barack Obama, you're not going to do it here, and you're not in my lifetime. I will bleed on my flag to make sure those stripes stay red. I will do that, no problem.
Ozzy, you're here to serve us and our community. You are not here to build a military-style strike force.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com, and I'm standing here with...
Gavin Syme.
And who are you?
I am a Liberty Speaker. I ran for Congress and lost this last year, but that's okay because we brought the whole race more constitutional, and I tend to do activism, videos, things like that. That's mostly where I'm known from, and just trying to encourage people to start standing up to the tyranny we see rising in America, to start standing up for liberty and quit backing down to these petulant, childish bullies that call themselves the authority over us.
So what did you want to achieve by coming out here today? I know that we had the remarks made by the officer about the MRAP being used right. for constitutionalists. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like we have a lawless government who has no respect for the people. And we see this all the time. I was actually am not from this county, but we came up here a few weeks ago, a friend, Anthony Bosworth, a fellow patriot, and myself, and we went to the safety complex over by the sheriff's office due to the issue of unmarked cars, because in Washington State it's illegal for them to drive unmarked cars. And we had a big conversation that kind of went around the world a month or so ago about this, because we have these cars stopping people, that people get raped, people get murdered, all kinds of stuff. In fact, in this county a few years ago, Mr. Creech actually got killed on his own property when an officer came in an unmarked car and parked there, and he went out to check on it, and he ended up getting shot. It was a terrible thing. The bottom line is, and where I'm going with this is, whether it's unmarked cars, whether it's MRAPs and militarized police, there's an attitude among our public officials that they're in charge, that they are the masters and we are the servants, and it's not the other way around. They're the servants and we're the masters. So my reason for being out here supporting this is just to stand with these people. A lot of them were over in Olympia with us last week. We had the I-594 rally that is defying the new I-594 law. It was the largest felony civil disobedience in American history. So myself and some of other of our team were organizing that. They had another rally like that here today. And then we came down here to stand with these guys and deal with this lawless sheriff that they have that thinks that the people serve him instead of he serves the people.
Well, sir, we need more people like you throughout America. Thank you for being out here.
Thank you.
I had a chance to watch your speech earlier.
Awesome.
It's very moving, very motivational, and I hope a lot of people that watch this video at home right now are going to get the exact same feeling, that we've got to stand up to the tyranny that's going on in America. Thank you once again.
Thank you again. Yeah, that's the bottom line. Liberty's not the fringe. Liberty's the foundation. We need to stand up for it.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
The Molon Lave silver coin, certified by the Provident Mint. This 1 ounce silver round is 0.999% fine silver, inspired by the legendary Spartan King Leonidas and his refusal to lay down arms in defiance of Emperor Xerxes. Molon Lave, that's Greek for come and take it. This is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Act now as supplies are limited. And don't forget, free shipping and a free gift. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com, and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We are here with extremist here in Spokane, Washington. And this guy is so extreme. Oh, my God. He's got a rainbow flag and a don't tread on me flag mixed together. And he's, oh, he's got a gun. He's got a gun. Hey, what's up with the flag and why are you here today?
So I got the LGBT flag with the Gadsden on it. Stands for liberty, liberty for all, gay rights, gun rights, personal freedoms, human rights. So we're here basically for the police department. The sheriff's indicated that he had an MRAP to go after constitutionalists, gun owners, and felt threatened by that. But that's the foundation of this country. So I think that's kind of irrational to have a fear against the people who stand for this country. Should focus on real terrorists, real threats to the community. Question even the need for an MRAP to go after the community. What is he afraid of? What kind of a terrorist does he think he's going to face in a, you know, community that he needs a military weapon?
Well, and I'm a little bit confused. I thought that extremists, that right-wing extremists were against gay people. Do you have a problem with his flag?
Oh, I got no problem with his flag. I love it.
Yeah.
I was really glad at Will Not Comply on the 13th as well that we saw the LGBT community come out in force, you know, and they were out there. And you know there are conservatives out in that crowd. You've got 1,000 people there. Everyone has different opinions. You know there's people out there who don't like gay people. Mm-hmm. But we set aside our petty differences. We come out. We support human rights. We support liberty. And I think it's a great thing to finally see us, you know, to finally put that division behind us, you know. We can all agree on freedom.
Man, I couldn't agree with you more. And what about the comments that the deputy sheriff said about the MRAPs going after constitutionalists and gun owners? Is that why you're here? And does that alarm you?
It alarms me a lot. I don't see why they would need an MRAP. And my question to the sheriff is, the MRAP, you say, is to protect us. You're protecting us from us? How does that make sense? With an MRAP, how does that make sense at all? Can you justify that to me, please? Or to all of us here? Because we're not going to put up with this. I know he's fought for our rights. I fought for our rights. We have a lot of veterans here who fought for our rights and our freedom, and we will not stand by it. And let those of us who have served be called terrorists. That is not all right with me. That is not all right with us. If this sheriff does not apologize and get the constitutional training he needs, I am very much for recalling the sheriff. That is not okay.
Yeah, because I'm more angry with the sheriff than I am the deputy who made those remarks, because the sheriff, he's the one that had the SPLC come in and train those guys, you know. And he's also working with FEMA. We know that the Department of Justice is now working with the Police Department of Homeland Security. So these guys are working together to train their police force into believing that constitutionalists, libertarians, and the like are the enemy. Now, what about you, sir? All right, no comment right now. We'll get back to him later.
I was watching Ozzy's video, and it amazed me how the first thing he did was he slammed InfoWars. Mm-hmm. He slammed Alex, and he challenged him to a debate, and I really look forward to seeing that debate.
Where is Ozzy Knezovich gone? Where can he be?
All right. I have a feeling that he's going to hide from Alex, so I think he's going to be hiding from Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. So what would you say if you could look in the camera and you had a message for the sheriff? What would you like to tell him?
I'd like to tell him to get rid of the MRAP. I mean, that's a good start. I think that's what this rally was kind of, as far as my understanding, it was a rally to ask him to get rid of the MRAP. So show some good faith, listen to the people, and get rid of the MRAP.
And since he won't come out and talk to us in person, I guess he's going to have to look on video, and he's going to have to go to InfoWars.com, of all places. And you watch, he'll go and he'll check it out. So, you know, we want to have a dialogue. So you need to come out. You need to talk to the people in your community. They're not happy with MRAPs patrolling their neighborhoods, and they want it out of there. And you can't just run and hide, Sheriff. You got to talk to your people.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com in Spokane, Washington, standing outside of the Superior Courthouse. Now I'm here with Representative Matt Shea. You have some new information for us.
Absolutely. Going to be introducing the bill to repeal I-594 here in Washington State. We'll be introducing that here in the next 2 weeks. And based on the turnout today, a lot of people are supportive of that idea.
Yeah, it's good to see a lot of American citizens coming out and supporting the Second Amendment. To say, hey, you know what, you're not going to infringe on our rights. You're not going to bully us around and tell us what we can and cannot do.
Absolutely. And the point is, you can't have rights that are given to you by God voted away by 51% to take away the 49%'s rights that are unalienable. And I think that's the whole point behind this. I think it's also the point behind many people in the rally today understanding that Article 1, Section 24 of the state constitution says our right to bear arms shall not be impaired. And that's exactly what this initiative does, all 18 very confusing, vague pages of it.
Now, what's something that you want to tell to the rest of America right now who's watching, who might have something like this come to their state? What's a message you could give to them?
Freedom is non-negotiable. We have to stand for freedom now, not just for us, but for our kids, our grandkids, and our great-grandkids. And in addition to that, freedom not being negotiable, if we don't stand for it now, we might not have the ability to stand for freedom later.
Yes, that's very true. Now, take a look at this real quick. Look at all the people who came out here today in support of this. This is amazing. Everybody out here came out here in support of what's going on. We need more Americans to do this. We need more cities, towns to stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough. You're not going to infringe on our rights. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. Be sure to stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a $29.95 membership. This is our limited time offer. Good now through the end of the year. I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.